Hi, this is Colleen Francis from Engage Selling. You're listening to The Sales Leader.
A question I often get from experienced sales reps, people who've been in the business a long time, or just people who are doing really well is, business is great, I don't need to prospect. Or, business is great, do I need to prospect anymore? In fact, I even had one sales rep once say to me, you know what, Colleen, I'm just too old to make cold calls. I did that when I was new in the business, but I certainly don't need to do that now. Well, I can respect any sales rep who might not need to make cold calls still after many years in business, or a business that even needs to make cold calls. There is no excuse for stopping prospecting. You always need to add a new group of customers into your business in order to keep your business thriving. In fact, when I meet people or businesses that tell me that they don't need to add new business because things are going so well, I can predict almost to the date when their business is going to start crashing to the ground. We call it the sales trap. And in fact, there is a direct correlation between when you stop prospecting and when your business dries up. In short, it's key to remember to always be prospecting. In fact, we can take that old adage, always be closing, ABC, and change it for good to always be prospecting, or ABP. And here's why. You'll always have some key clients. They could be your best clients right now, or your biggest or your longest standing clients, who will leave. They are going to leave for reasons that you can't control. Some will go out of business. Some will have mergers and acquisitions. Some will slow down. Some will change ownership. And there's a certain segment of your business that you have to replace every year because it's going to change based on nothing you have done wrong. You also need to prospect to grow. And I'll tell you this, I have never met a company that doesn't want to grow. It could be 2%, it could be 50%, but growth requires prospecting. Now, you don't necessarily need to cold call. Prospecting also includes referrals. Prospecting could be selling more to your existing customers. Prospecting could also be lead generation through networking, speaking, and trade shows. So don't think that I'm only thinking about cold calling. But if your business goes by a week without you doing something to put new leads into the top of the pipeline proactively, then your business will fail to grow eventually. I know some of you are seeing an influx of leads coming to you, and it feels like you're not doing anything to get those leads. But be honest with yourself. If you look at where those leads are coming from, even though it looks like they're just coming to you out of the blue, my guess is that you've done something in your past to create and attract those leads. And if you cut off that client attraction pipeline, then eventually the leads will be cut off as well. So always be in control of your lead flow. The third reason that you need to be prospecting is that you need to do something proactive. Take control of your business. If you don't take control of your business and just let leads come to you whenever they come to you, then you have success by accident. And success by accident is not repeatable. For most of you listening to this, your sales targets or your company quotas are going up next year. That's just the way it always is, right? Have you ever been involved in a business where your target has actually gone down? No, targets go up. And in order for you to keep that growth going, you need to be in control of your sales pipeline. So take a look at the activities that comprise prospecting. We could look at marketing activities, whether you have a marketing department or that's something you have to do yourself. You can look at selling more to existing customers. You can look at referrals. You can look at cold calling. You could look at trade shows or speaking, webinars, your website, outbound mailings, outbound emailings. There's a whole host of activities that you can do in order to increase your sales proactively every year through prospecting. Now, join us in our next podcast because I'm going to share with you one case study of a successful customer who transformed their team from a team who just took orders and didn't prospect. They actually went from a team of only taking inbound leads to successfully prospecting, and they grew their sales radically in 1 year. I know you can do it. Hey, it's not rocket science. You just have to have the willingness and the mindset to remember to proactively prospect for new business every single week and take control of your success.
You've been listening to The Sales Leader, Colleen Francis. Thanks for joining us today.